ramp over 82nd Avenue. It is too narrow to accommodate both a two-way bikeway and travel lanes wide enough for driver safety. This is especially true at the pinch point of the collapsible crash barrier at the top of the I-84 entrance ramp. At 80th and Halsey, a roundabout proposal would have drivers and bicyclists coming from all directions and angles, making the street anything but safe. With an I-84 exit at 68th and Halsey, an eastbound bike lane on the south side of Halsey will ridicule Vision Zero by creating even more safety conflicts between drivers and bicyclists. 68th is also the most direct route to Fred Meyer from the neighborhoods north of Halsey. With offset intersections on Halsey and most cross streets on the north side, only a block long between 67th and 80th, a far safer outside-of-the-box option would be to construct a two-way multi-use path on the north side of Halsey directly connected to the 82nd MAX station with an easement on the fringe of the old Elmer's restaurant parking lot. Since the westbound peak travel lane on Halsey between 65th and 60th was removed, morning peak period traffic backs up six blocks or more due to drivers waiting to turn left at 60th for access to I-84. Far more conflicts between vehicles and pedestrians are also taking place at 60th. One of the top priorities of the Rose City Park Neighborhood Association is for PBOT to install a left turn signal at this intersection. If a bicycle crossing is constructed at 61st and Halsey, it must be designed to not interfere with the ability of drivers to pass stop vehicles in a protected left turn lane at 60th. Additionally, two peak period motor vehicle lanes each direction need to be retained between 60th and 57th to accommodate traffic making the Halsey jog. The neighbors on my street and myself also want to make sure on-street parking on Halsey is retained between 66th and 63rd so that overflow from the Providence Home Services 215-space parking lot that can only be accessed from Halsey will not engulf curb space on the residential streets. There is also concern from within the Rose City Park neighborhood about lane reconfiguration on Halsey between 57th and the Hollywood District that would remove peak period motor vehicle lanes and off-peak parking. A bike route is already established two blocks to the north between Rose City Park and the Hollywood Business District. My read of the growing transit community plans is that it is more of an expensive special interest bicycle infrastructure scheme that will increase congestion, add emissions, and actually slow down transit as opposed to a plan that will augment transit connectivity. Finally, the comp plan is upzoning scores of working-class single-family properties in the Northeast 60th MAX station area. Updated infrastructure needs to be in place before any new development occurs. To complement PBOT's plan to widen sidewalks on 60th between Halsey and the MAX station, a vision is being brought forward to make this street become a placemaking gateway of connectivity with the installation of pedestrian-scale ornamental street
lighting. Terry, are you close? You're 3.5 minutes.
A grant has been applied for this vision with a demonstration project. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks to all three of you for your testimony. Next three, please.
Are Bob Richardson, Matt Ferris-Smith, and Luke Norman.
Good morning. Morning. Thanks for being here. Would you like to start?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Bob Richardson. I own a home on 60th Avenue, which is about 700 feet from a MAX station serving three MAX lines. It's directly on a bus line and a short walk to two more bus lines. And I encourage you to review the attached images while I read along. All of these are taken within a block or two of the MAX station. We've owned this property since 2002 and have been involved off and on in numerous neighborhood and public planning efforts over the past 15 years in an effort to improve pedestrian and bicycle access and safety in the Rose City Park neighborhood, including the 60th Avenue Station Community Project in 2011 and the Sullivan's Gulch Trail Concept Plan in 2012. Many ideas from these efforts are reflected in the Middle Halsey portion of the Growing Transit Communities Plan. I would like to point out that this proposal will not only bring much-needed and decades-delayed infrastructure to the neighborhood in our immediate area, it will right a wrong which was committed by the city in the mid-20th century when the sidewalks on 60th were narrowed to a substandard 3.5 feet and the planting strips were removed in an effort to modernize the street for auto and truck traffic. That's correct. The street was constructed with the sidewalks, which would meet today's guidelines, but were later stripped away in light of views at the time about progress. Too often I've watched accidents and close calls as pedestrians have to step into the street in order to pass each other. Wheelchair users often navigate in the roadway as the sidewalk is either too bumpy or too narrow to pass any other users. That's why I'm here today to urge Council to approve this plan and to ensure that the funding mechanisms eventually are in place to make it happen. This will not only improve the daily lives of thousands of residents, not only help meet our climate goals and increase walking and biking, it will right a historic wrong and provide relief to those who need it most. Please vote to approve the Growing Transit Communities Plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Matt Ferris-Smith. Members of City Council, thanks for giving me the chance to speak today. As someone who uses our bus system in Portland, I also bike and I walk. I'm a strong supporter of the Growing Transit Communities Plan. The GTC plan is important to me because it will help provide residents in Portland with safer and more reliable transportation choices. And the things that GTC calls for, things like making crossings safer, filling sidewalk gaps, adjusting traffic signals, these changes are not flashy, but they are changes that will make life better and safer for Portland residents day in and day out. And while the GTC makes many good recommendations, there are two items in the GTC that I think deserve priority for funding, and these are essentially identical to what Alan was talking about earlier. One, I would love to see City Council and PBOT prioritize funding to support bus reliability for people who use Line 20 on Outer Southeast Stark Street. The second thing, please also prioritize funding to support bus reliability for people who use Line 87 on Northeast Airport Way. Lines 20 and 87 are both critical for people getting to work, school, and social services. Yet both lines 20 and 87 are suffering from major slowdowns caused by people driving private vehicles, which are the lowest priority mode under Portland's comprehensive plan. Thank you for supporting the Growing Transit Communities Plan and for doing what you can to prioritize funding to support the reliability of lines 20 and 87.
Thank you for your testimony. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Luke Norman. I want to thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for taking the time to listen to our comments today. I'm also here for the Portland Bus Lane Project, and as you've heard, we fully support the adoption of the Growing Transit Communities Plan. in particular, we really want to, we're asking Council to prioritize and fund the future studies that were mentioned towards the end of the plan, specifically the Outer Stark Corridor Plan and the Airport Way and I-205 Transit Study. These studies will look for ways to increase transportation connections and reliability for East Portland residents, particularly by looking at ways of prioritizing buses and looking at bus lanes, something that a number of you have mentioned. Even though this plan is focused mainly on connections, it's also looking for the future and saying, if we're doing all this work to get it easier to the buses, it doesn't help if people can't rely on them, if you can't make it to a job, if you can't make it to pick up a kid. So I just want to personalize a little bit what those benefits would bring. If you look at Outer Stark, right now there are 10,000 residents who live there who are commuting somewhere else during the day to get to work. Many of those rely on Line 20. Even though it's just a couple blocks away from the Blue Line max, at some of the stops, over 800 people a day get on or get off. However, this line, TriMet and PBOT have identified as one of the most severely congested in our whole network. So the study there would look at how to provide bus lanes and other priorities. Similarly, Airport Way attracts 20,000 workers a day there. This provides many wage jobs that allow people to continue to live in our city. As Jim Howell mentioned, the congestion there is severe, so severe that it prevents the bus from turning left and getting over to the Gateway Transit Center where people can transfer to other parts of the city. So for both of those, we're asking Council to fund, to go to PBOT and say, prioritize these studies and fund them. One additional piece I'd say, when this plan started, we didn't have the state transportation package. This has totally changed the game. This is allowing TriMet to bring a significant new investment. However, if we don't want these new buses stuck in the same traffic that buses face today, the city needs to take leadership and look at how can we as a city work with TriMet to make buses reliable and dependable. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, all three of you. Thank you.
The last person I have is Sabrina, I believe it's Goyal.
Last but never least, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Sabrina Gogol, and I live in the Rose City Park neighborhood. And like you've heard from testimony from Alan and Matt and Luke, I'm also in support of fully funding those two studies that are in the last part of the growing the GTC plan. And I have sort of a personal reason to support those two studies. I just volunteered for Sunday Parkways in East Portland a couple weeks ago, and it was my first, you know, transit volunteering activity. This is new for me. And so I thought people would be really upset. Like, we're in East County, we're blocking lanes, and I was with the Portland Bus Lane Project, and we're talking about buses actually taking the lane. So I was really prepared for people to be angry. And a few people were, but I was there for 4 hours, and I personally talked to over 40 people in those 4 hours, and, you know, groups of people. And most of them were really excited, and they're on their bike, and most of them own a car, but they still thought that it would be a good idea. And I own a car. I primarily take the MAX or bike to work, and bus is a last resort, so for these kinds of progressive studies to really prioritize transit first and create a bus system that me and other East Portlanders can rely on that has headways of, you know, 10 minutes would make me not take my car and ride the bus a lot more. And from the people I talked to on Sunday Parkways, they seem to be really excited about that too. So thanks for considering fully funding a really aggressive transit system with right-of-way for buses.
Thank you. Thanks for your testimony, and thanks for your volunteerism. That was the first time in Outer Northeast, and I thought it went really, really well. It was a lot of fun. I was there with my wife and daughter, and despite the heat, people were having a fantastic time.
Mayor, I have one question. Could we get Brendan back for a second?
Yeah, why don't we have staff come back up, please? Thank you for your testimony.
So, Brendan, we're poised to obviously adopt this resolution. We've had a number of people call out, wanted to put some attention on some studies that are in the referenced in the report. Could you just give us some guidance on that?
Well, by accepting the report, what Dan wanted to hear was from commissioners and the council right now to say this is the right path to be heading out. We want more study in these areas, so we would, you know, be diligent and following through on that with planning staff. And then does that answer your question, Commissioner?
I think so.
Sort of. Well, I wanted to quickly touch on Youth Pass just because it came up, and so I looked at the reference and got briefed on this because I've been dealing with this issue for 10 to 15 years as well, so I understand the lay of the land on it, and I just wanted to, I think it's, obviously this is non-binding policy, but I wanted to get clear for you what exactly it means and the reference that it's made within the plan, which I believe is consistent with council's current record on where we stand with it, which basically says that PBOT supports state investment to provide and expand transit access for youth. So that's the only thing that touches on any of the issues around the funding issue, which is one that we've debated and talked about for many years. So I wanted to make that clear. And it kind of what this in the genesis of this during this process was that a lot of the groups that were involved in kind of the outreach and public process said the transit path, youth pass, is good for encouraging transit for youth. That's about all we're saying here. So we're not saying whose responsibility that is, because I know that we already have an established record of that.
Very good.
So I wanted to just make sure that was crystal clear for council.
Thank you. Any other questions for our team? Very good. Carla, please call the roll.
You, Daly.
Well, thank you for the report and everyone's hard work, and thanks to the people that came to testify today. I've never lived outside of the central city, and my life is rather circumscribed. I take a very limited loop every day, so I'm heartened to see the level of outreach and engagement and comforted by Terry and Alan's testimony, excited to see some of this happen, which I realize this is a non-binding situation, but baby steps. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you all for your work. This is tremendously helpful with the amount of community engagement that you've had. In that this area of town in particular, there are so many needs, so it's really important that we prioritize, that we go through the criteria. I thought it was fascinating how you chose both the criteria and then the project. Sounds like it's been done very well. With Ken Marks testifying, I know then that East Portland and the East Portland Action Plan have been informed along the way. And I just agree with everything in it. And indeed, the youth pass language is fine, and I support what it says. I also look forward to better transit service, especially north-south. I would caution that you can't really call it a pilot project if you've only got 45-minute headways, because there's hardly anybody riding the 14-4 bus on the weekend, because it just you can't rely on it, as was said. So I think we should be prioritising service where it's most needed, and if that means giving up some of the service in Southwest in order to help East Portland as one transit rider, I'd be happy to do that. I obviously have to have more conversation with folks, but we do need better transit everywhere, and that's going to be one of the ways that we're going to really tackle climate disruption. I read something today that said that, yes, the kids throwing fireworks were those who started the big fire, and we're all responsible because of climate disruption. It's very rare that at this time of the year we haven't had any rain for over 60 days. So that was very sobering to me, and this is part of how we're going to help guide the city through that. Aye.
Fish.
Well, it's an excellent plan. Terrific report to council. Thank you. Appreciate all the testimony. I learned a lot. For 20 years, I lived in Northeast Portland, and the Northeast Halsey Street stuff really speaks to me, because there's tremendous challenges along here, and I appreciate the creative solutions that you're proposing. And now we'll lean in and find the money to fund it. In absentia, I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for his leadership on this project. Aye.
Wheeler.
I thought it was a great staff report, and I appreciated the testimony. I was pleased to see there was something of a consensus, or at least certainly a large majority opinion with regard to the possibilities created by separated bus lanes. Creating more bus service that simply dumps more bus into already fully congested streets really doesn't entice a whole lot of new riders. And so if we're serious about this transformational approach to transit, then we need to be serious about separation as well. And I'm glad that that is on the table as one of the many tools. Like Commissioner Fritz, I can also get my arms around the language here with regard to the bus pass, but I just didn't want people to forget that we'd had a number of very intense conversations about this during our most recent budget process. So I agree. I support it. I vote aye, and the resolution is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next item, please.